Okay, so starting out at number one, I have the Celtics. At two, I have the Bucks. Three, I have the Cavs. Four, Heat. Five, Knicks. Six, Hawks. Seven, Nets. Eight, 76ers. Nine, Pacers. 10, Bulls. 11, Raptors. 12, I have Magic. 13, the Pistons. 14, the Wizards. And 15, the Hornets. I feel like that's not really like a hot take in this. Like maybe the 76ers down to eight is like the biggest hot take. But I just think like Embiid played with the MVP, he was the MVP, and they were still like, what did they even finish last year? They finished
Four.
four, yeah. So like if he doesn't play to that level and they're even though James
Oh,
Harden
sorry,
wasn't
they finished three, I think.
even though James Harden wasn't like that great for them, I think yeah, they finished three. I think that like he was still like an important piece, and so if they lose him and Embiid doesn't play at the same level and he misses or he gets injured or something, they're gonna drop off a lot, so that's why I have them at eight. Celtics, I mean with Porzingis, they're just yes, they do lose some of that defensive intensity, but like we were just watching the Summer League right now and like Jordan Walsh. He got that defense intensity, so I think they're gonna be fine, and I think they're gonna finish one. So yeah, that's what I have.
Respectable. Can you explain maybe some other ones, some other picks that you have? If like necessary, maybe the ones in the playoffs or some teams
I
like.
mean, I think the Nets, like I have them at seven. I think they're gonna be like I think Bridges is gonna have a breakout season. I think he's gonna be an all-star, possibly even all NBA, like third team. I think that he's gonna really carry them. And I think they also signed like Cam Johnson to like a long-term deal, which is interesting. But yeah. And even like the Hawks, they just signed did they sign?
I don't know.
But yeah, I think the Hawks will have a similar season they had last year. Maybe slightly better. Maybe Trey will play slightly better. But other than that, I think, yeah. I think the Western Conference is a lot more like, there's a lot, I think there'll be more of a difference. Because,
Harder conference, right?
yeah, and I think there'll be like a lot of variation. Eastern, I think it's pretty
Yeah.
self-explanatory.
So for my East, number one, I also have the Celtics. You could call us like super fans, maybe a little bit biased for having the Celtics, but I give them credit where and when it's due, and I don't give them credit when it's not deserved. Because 2 years ago we did these predictions, and after a bad year, I had them going 7 seed, I think, or something like that. So I definitely, like, I know when they're good and when they're bad. But I have them at number one seed just because I think they have the overall best roster in the NBA right now, because they are one of the deepest teams and they have good star play, and except for maybe Porzingis, and if they keep Brogdon, like those are the only two players who may miss a little bit of games. But other than that, they Celtics look really solid, and I just think, I don't know, they're a good regular season team almost every year, so why not put them at number one? Number two, and the Cleveland Cavaliers. These standings, by the way, they're not how I think these teams will perform in the playoffs. I think the Cavs will be very good in the regular season because they have a lot of, they have a really good roster. And Evan Mobley just gonna continue to get better. And they're just their number two seed caliber team. They are really deep. They really don't have any like weaknesses. Except for maybe come around playoff time. But I think they're the two seed, but I don't know how well they're going to do in the playoffs. I think they may be a first or second round exit. Just because, like the same, we saw what happened this year with Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. They just completely got, out hustled, and they were dominated by the Knicks. I just don't know. I think that's just going to take some time. I think they will eventually, have some deep runs, maybe win a championship, but I think for now they're a good regular season team, but I don't know how far they're gonna go in the playoffs. Number three, I have the Knicks. The Knicks just signed DiVincenzo, and their team is Like, there's some rumors that they get Paul George. I think their team is really good. They were, like, the number 4 or 5 seed last year, so number 3 is not too big of a hot take for the Knicks. So I think they will be the 3 seed, and I also think they have a chance at a deep playoff run. So this is the first team that I have taken a little bit of a hit, and that's the Bucks. Obviously, the Bucks will still be a very good team, but they've been, like, really good in the regular season as well. So it might seem like a little bit hot take, but I just don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I had them at 2, and I, the reason, just because last year, they were the 1 seed. And they were the 1 seed last year, and they were missing, like, Giannis for, like, a good chunk of the season as well. And so, like, when you have him back healthy, I just don't think they're going to drop lower than 2.
Yeah, I mean, it was a hot take, but I think, like, a lot of teams are interchangeable. And I don't know, I think their team is, like, no one's really getting better on their team. So it just could be a really big off tank, but I just have them at 4. Number 5, I have the Sixers. I think they'll still be good. I don't think they'll be as bad as number 8, but, I mean, they're always in this area of, like, 3-6 a lot of the time. And I don't know, I think 5 is a good place to put them. They're really the only... They have Tyrese Maxey, but they have guys like Tobias Harris and Embiid, and just they. I don't think they're as good as these other teams. I think they'll be number 5. Number 6, Miami Heat. I think maybe if they get Damian Lillard, maybe they'll be a little bit higher. But overall, I think they're like a 6 seed. They're usually list one of those teams that, like. They're not super great in the regular season, but they just take a step in the playoffs. And so just, like, I think just because they're number 6, like, there's nothing to worry about. Like, my standings, like, we've seen so many upsets and so many, like, team low seeds make it far in the playoffs that you shouldn't really worry about what seed your team is, because the Bucks were the number 1 seed and they got eliminated 5 to an 8 seed. So really, like, you're in the playoffs, you're safe, like, you can make a deep run, any team can make a deep run. So I have them number 6 just because, you know, they're usually not super good in the regular season. I don't really see why that pattern would just randomly change all of a sudden. And plus, like, they did lose, like, so it's rumored, obviously, and there's a chance they get Dame, but as of now, like, they've just lost Strus and Vincent, and they haven't had anything back so far.
It's true.
So yeah. All they've gone is just got worse. And I don't know, I think Dame could go to Miami, but if you think about it, the Heat have always convinced themselves that they're gonna get, like, Giannis, Kawhi, Anthony Davis. There's been so many rumors over the last couple off seasons, and all they've got is a washed Kyle Lowry.
It's true, yeah.
So I don't know.
I think the only reason why I have them at 4, which is, I think, is pretty high. I think they will, like you said, they have lost Strus and Vincent, but I think they will do, they'll make a move this offseason. Like, there's still time left. I think they will, because right now their roster just, it feels like they have to make a move. Otherwise,
they're just losing.
But I think they will. That's why I have them at 4. I think they'll trade for Lillard. Like, Lillard said that he wants to go to the Heat, and I think he will be traded there.
Yeah, I mean, the question is, does he even make them, like, so much better if they're losing all those key players? Because the Heat were built around, like...
I think he makes them better in the regular season. I actually think he makes them worse in the playoffs, because I don't think... The thing that he...
I think he becomes a target
The thing the Heat have always had is they've had this depth, and I think in the playoffs they won't have that.
I don't know how much Dame fits their culture.
But during the regular season, I think it will
make them better. Yeah, I mean, during the regular season, it'll probably make them better. I think they might... I think that they could be a team that's, like, decently high seed, but then just, like, losing the second round to some, like, Milwaukee or something. It would be crazy, though. And then number 7, I have Hawks. Similar to where they were last season. I mean, they didn't really get better. I don't see why they would be higher. So 7 is a good place for them. 8, I have the Nets. This is taking a little drop from the 6 seed, but I don't think they're better than any other team ahead of them. Did I just lose? Wait, hold on. Okay, yes, I'm back. So I don't think they're better than any team ahead of them. And I think part of the reason why they're 6 seed last year is because they had a little bit of a strong start with Kyrie and KD. I think their 8 seed's pretty good for them. And then number 9, I have the Pacers. This is a little bit of a hot take, but I think they are pretty good, and they are, like, Haliburton was really good last season. They signed Bruce Brown. I think they could be a play-in team.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if they make the playoffs, but I think they could be a play-in team, because you have to realize the bottom of the East is pretty bad, so there's any team can really make it.
I think this is the first pick other than the Celtics. You have the same as me. I think I agree, like, for the same reason. They have Pacers. A decent young team.
Yeah.
They could take a decent step forward this season.
Yeah, so number 10, I have Wizards. I mean, they have a good roster. Like, they don't have a good roster, but it's probably, like, it's a play-in roster. Like, they could make the play-in, I think. But I just, I, like, lost one of my teams. Like, where's the team? I, like,
some Raptors.
No, like, I, like, something, like, got rid of something. I accidentally clicked something on my list, and something, like, went wrong. Like, deleted one of the teams. But, oh, well. This is what I had. I had Wizards at 10. No, this is wrong, actually. Instead of at 9, of Pacers, I had Magic at 9. I had Orlando Magic at 9, and Pacers at 10. I have the Magic at 9 because I feel like they're a team that's really built. Like, Jonathan Isaac is going to be coming back. All their players are going to be getting better. They have no one who's regressing. No one who's going to get worse. No, their team is just all young players. We're just going to continue to get better and better. And they're already a pretty good team.
You say that, but I just don't think their players are that talented. Like, other than Banchero, I just don't think they have that
they just,
talent.
They don't have another player who's, like, another star, but they just have a ton of young talent.
I know,
ton
but
of young, solid
to me,
players.
That's why I put them at 12. Like, I think they're going to be wildly inconsistent. Like, they're going to have stretches where they're going to look good, but I think they're going to also, like, look like a 15 seed sometimes.
That's true, but I think overall their players are getting more experience. Everyone, there's no, like, defensive weakness on that team. That team is really good defensively. If you look at them, they're a really good defensive team. And I just think they're a 9 seed. Like, I think they probably get over the hump before all these other teams. Number 10, I had Pacers. Same reason for what I said earlier. They're similar to the Magic. Like, they're just going to get better. But I don't know. They make the play-in. Like, the Magic and Pacers, they'll make the play-in. I just don't know if they'll make the playoffs. I think the Hawks and Nets probably beat them in the play-in. The number 11, I have Wizards. Unless it's just, I don't think they're super great. But, I mean, they have players like Kuzma and Jordan Poole, but I don't know. I think they're probably, like, there's, honestly, any team from 11 to 15 is pretty interchangeable, except I don't think the Hornets will do too well. It's just a matter of, like, which of the worst will be better. Like, I just think
to
all
me,
these other teams are better than
to
them.
To me, I agree with that, but I had the Raptors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you had the Magic really high, though. I had the Magic 12, but I had the Raptors at 11 just because, like, I think Siakam and Anunoby is, it's good enough to make them reach 11, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know, like, the problem is, like, this is not just, like, I was doing it based off, like, what could happen off season and, like, what I think is likely to happen versus, like, their current roster.
That's true. Well, no, I've been doing that, too.
They're probably moving one of those two players.
I think they could end up keeping them. I think they could end up building a team around Anunoby.
I don't think they do, but and then, so yeah, 11 Wizards, 12 Pistons. I think the Pistons will get close to making the play-in. They could finish ahead of the Wizards. I think I like the Pistons team. I think they have a bright future. And, like, you know, with Jaden Ivey and Cade Cunningham.
Wait, where do you have the Bulls? You said
I have Bulls number 13. It's very hot take. But when you look at it, they were like the 10th seed last year.
I have them at 10 again.
So they're a 10 seed. That's a three-point drop, but they're gonna likely gonna trade Zach LaVine. DeRozan's gonna regress a little bit. Vucevic's gonna regress a little bit. Lonzo Ball's not playing. I just, like, don't see how they get better, or even like stay the same.
I don't think they're gonna get worse. I don't think any of the other teams below them are gonna.
Yeah, maybe that's a little bit of a hot take. And then 14 have the Raptors. I think the Raptors are, like, once again, they were the 9 or 10 seed this year. Yeah. They're taking a little bit of a hit. But I think all the teams, like the teams, like Magic, Pacers, like Pistons, I think all those teams are just getting better. Well, Magic and Raptors, or sorry, well, Bulls and Raptors are just getting worse. So, and I think they're starting to step in a new direction. Like, I think the Bulls and Raptors probably make some moves. They might trade some star players away. But, like, either in this offseason or sometime through up until the trade deadline, I think they probably make some moves. Probably heading more to a rebuild. And then 15 of Hornets, not much to say. They're not very good.
I think that's pretty.
I think they maybe
the Hornets are gonna be like.
I think they have some, maybe a little bit potential in the future, but it just doesn't really seem like it right now.
I mean, yeah, like Rozier and.
Like what are they gonna do with Rozier and Hayward? Like it just seems like their team is kind of discombobulated right now.
Like they did lock up LaMelo in a contract.
They have LaMelo and Brandon Miller, but other than that, they don't really have any clear like. That's like they don't have a clear plan. I don't think. And they just, it's just hard to see how they go about their future. Like, they don't have a really good group of guys that they seem like they're going to keep. And LaMelo wasn't on the floor so much last year.
Yeah.
I think it'll take time, obviously, but they could probably end up being a decent team, but I think right now 15 is,
yeah,
it's safe.
Now, for me, I think it's 15 as well. Okay, so, yeah, that's our Eastern Conference standings.
Yeah,